This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chalmakili. It's 3:44. Democratic Senate candidate Doug Jones said on Wednesday the sexual misconduct claims against his GOP opponent, Roy Moore, are credible. But overall, Jones has been relatively restrained about attacking Moore. Jones campaign officials say they're focusing their message on their candidate. But sometimes the elephant in the room is too easy a target. WBHM's Dan Carson has this report.
At a recent campaign stop at UAB, Doug Jones had to get one thing out of the way. He told the national media he knew they were there because of the scandal surrounding his Republican rival, Roy Moore.
Again, we're all here today. I know, but because of the latest news.
Jones' tactic had been not to focus much on Moore.
We're going to stay in our lane, and we're going to talk about the issues. They're going to have to make their own judgments about Roy Moore. We will bring up his previous record. Other people are going to bring up the issues of the day.
Some have even criticized Jones on social media for not being aggressive enough and going after Moore about allegations of sexual misconduct. But on Tuesday, Jones released his latest campaign ad. It's a more direct attack and an appeal to Republicans.
I just can't do it.
I can't vote for Roy Moore. He's already been removed from office twice.
This time it's even worse.
You read the story and it just shakes you.
Just awful. I just don't trust him.
He's too divisive. Don't decency and integrity matter anymore?
I'm a Republican, but Roy Moore, no way.
I'm for Doug Jones.
I'm another Republican for Doug Jones.
I'm Doug Jones, and I approve this message.
Zach McCrary, a Democratic pollster unaffiliated with the campaign, says the ad's goal is key.
Any Democrat who hopes to be successful in Alabama has to put together a very broad coalition of virtually all Democrats, has to do very well with independent voters, and even has to pick up some Republican voters. That advertisement, the Jones campaign, needs to make sure that Doug Jones is seen as an acceptable alternative.
Jones has been putting out broadcast and digital ads for weeks, most of them designed to answer one question: who is Doug Jones? Staffers say he traveled 1,500 miles one recent week, crisscrossing the state to meet voters. Volunteers are going door to door, calling people, and hosting events in their homes.
In my case, I'm talking to my clients.
That's Doug Fields, a Birmingham employment lawyer who volunteers for the Jones campaign. He says even with all the attention on the allegations against Moore, Jones should stay focused on Jones.
This noise and these bombshells that have occurred just have not changed the message at all. I mean, let everyone know who he is. I mean, the man was a U.S. attorney. You know, he prosecuted a cowardly Klansman who blew up the 16th Street Baptist Church and killed four little girls.
This volatile U.S. Senate race was once assumed to be a sure Republican win. But whether it's Jones' strategy, Moore's scandal, or both, the outcome now seems less certain. The election to fill Jeff Sessions' former seat is December 12th. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.